Blog Talk Radio.
Walk up in the club with a lot of girls. Hang around my neck like diamonds and pearls. Me and my crew, we gonna rock the house. Make your chick turn inside out. Wow, I just can't believe it. Tonight's gonna be lots of cheating. No, you can't say I wanna see you leaving. I thought I was bad, but then she beat it.
Damn, come show me what you got. Damn, come show me what you got. Damn, come show me what you got. Hot, 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 hot.
Move that ass to the front and move it slowly to the back. Turn around down on the ground and make it clap, clap.
Just like a porn star.
Like a porn star.
Champagne popping, models hopping, this is what we do. Got some cash in our pockets, we're not leaving till it's through. We get this motherfucker jumping, ja, 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 jumping. We get this motherfucker jumping, ja.
Damn, come show me what you got. Hot, hot, hot.
Move that ass to the front and move it slowly to the back. Turn around down on the ground and make it clap, clap, clap. Move that ass to the front and move it slowly to the back. Turn around down on the ground and make it clap, 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 clap.
What's up? This is Zendaya Morrell, and you're tuned into Dollhouse Radio. And without further ado, it's time for the true front to back. Take it away, bitches.
Hello. Oh, well, welcome back, guys, to the Truth Front and Back. This is Desiree DeLuca, a.k.a. Boobzilla, my lovely co-host, Karen Fisher.
I am here. You lost me for a second, but I am back. Hello.
Oh, hey, I was wondering what happened. I was like, hello, Karen.
Yeah, unfortunately, I am in my car right now, and my
You're always in your car.
Yeah. But I'm back now. Yay.
Well, that's good. Where'd you go?
I did not. Well, my phone cut out. So, really, I didn't go anywhere. But my phone service did for a second.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you for joining us back on another lovely, fulfilled week of Truth Front and Back on Dollhouse Radio.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a good show. We have some good guests. We have Sexy Vanessa, and we have Nina Al, who is one of the hottest milk performers at the moment. So I think it'll be a fun show for sure.
It will be. Are you losing your voice?
I am losing my voice. I am losing my voice. I've been doing a ton of, like, custom videos and cam shows. So I've been, like, like, all day long. And so now I'm, like, shit, I have no voice left.
That's unacceptable. You need to save your voice for Thursday.
I know. Shame on me. Shame
right.
on me.
Shame on you. So, for the porn news, have you heard about the FSC calls on California Attorney General to probe AHF?
Yeah, so what is that about? I read a little bit on Xbiz, and then I didn't read the whole article, though. So why don't you fill me in?
So I guess the FSC petitioned California's Attorney General to conduct an audit on the AIDS Healthcare Foundation to determine if the organization's nonprofit status should be revoked. The FSC said that the past 4 years, the controversial Las Vegas-based healthcare organization appears to have willfully and repeatedly violated multiple laws and regulations related to political spending by a nonprofit. That was a given. I saw that coming years ago.
It seems like they are becoming like a political organization, and that is against the rules of a nonprofit because they are definitely pushing their agenda, especially in our industry for the you know, mandatory condom use. So, hopefully they get that revoked because I think the AHF is a bunch of bullshit, in my humble opinion.
It says in 2002, the AHF reported to Los Angeles County $2.3 million in political expense in support of the Measure B, however.
Wow. So the measure that got the mandatory condom law into effect cost $2.3 million. Do you know everything they could have done, like, with that $2.3 million? That would have been so much more beneficial to society. So that pisses me off, for sure.
Yeah, but the tax filings reported only $1.6 million in total campaign expenses.
So they have a deficit of $700,000, is what you're saying?
Yeah, pretty much. And the same year, AHF also paid $100,000 to lobbyists in Sacramento and $200,000 in D.C.
Interesting. So that's some pretty shady bullshit. So I'm interested to see status revoked.
I knew he seemed to be shady, you know, when the first Measure B came out years ago, the last election.
Yeah.
So I knew something wasn't right with that, but then I was just like, maybe I'm just being over analyzing everything. But now it just proves several years later he is a snake, just like every politician.
It didn't blow my mind that it cost $2.3 million to get Measure B passed. That seems like insane to me. Why not? If you're so concerned about people who are suffering from HIV, or you want to prevent people from, you know, contracting HIV, there were so much better ways he could have spent that money. But whatever. So
I probably bribe people.
And then that too. That's shady. So he's a shady motherfucker for sure.
Right. So you have your topic of the evening?
I do. Well, I have a story I thought was very interesting. It's not quite porn, but I made it porn. Like, it's close to porn. So the man with the world's biggest penis, which is reportedly 19 inches long and 10 inches in diameter. He actually had like an x-ray taken of his penis. Like, you can see it, and it looks pretty fucking big. So it's allegedly 19 inches long. It's 10 inches in diameter. And he says, he's a Mexican man. His name is Roberto Esquivel.
No, he's Mexican.
He's a 52-year-old man from Mexico. So he has come forward after all this time because he wants to be in the Guinness Book of World Records for having the world's largest penis. Unfortunately, Guinness does not have that category. So I don't know if they're going to make a category for him or what. But he says in the article that his giant penis is ruining his life. He said he cannot hold a job or keep a relationship with a woman because of his giant dick.
Wait. What does his job have to do with his penis size?
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, what kind of job does he have where his dick is getting in the way? I could see the whole woman thing because he's probably destroying their vagina every time they have sex. But I don't really understand the whole...
I need to see this. I don't believe this.
The whole work thing. But I do think he is in the wrong business. I think he should get into the porn business. And I also, I usually discourage people from sending me pictures of their dick. I'm not a dick pic fan. I like dicks. I like to play with dicks. I don't want a picture of your dick, but I would like a picture of his dick just because I want to see this thing. Like, Roberto, if you are listening, please send me a picture of your dick. I really, really want it. So that is my...
She is drooling for it. She is drooling for it. I think it's fake.
I think it's fake.
I think it's bullshit.
I kind of do think it's bullshit, but I guess, you know, in the article that I got this information from, they show an actual, like, x-ray, and it's fucking huge. Like, you can see, I don't know, I guess the inside of his penis, and it's gigantic. So I want to see the actual, like,
and what's inside, it's tissue inside the penis, the x-ray. This cartilage.
But you can see, like, the actual, like, flesh around it. Like, it's like a gray. So
where did you find your information? Because I swear, I look at the same place as you do, and I do not come up across these things.
I don't know where I found it, but I found it, and I was like,
You probably Googled the biggest cocks.
That's what most days I sit around and I just Google the biggest cocks in the world. And then
yes, and that's probably what you came up with, right? Tell the truth, Karen. Tell the truth.
I know. Okay, now the truth comes out. You know my hobby.
Yes.
You know what I really spend my days doing? Googling
yes.
Huge dick pics.
Thank you, by the way, for retweeting that lovely cock pic that you sent me the other day.
We have a Peruvian fan who likes to send naked photos of himself, and I retweeted it for Desiree because I know she likes that. Actually, I don't mind.
It took me a moment to really figure out what you were doing because I was in the middle of something. So I was like, why is she sending me this naked picture of this man? With his cock, that's all I'll say. And I was like, what the hell? And then I saw it on Twitter. I was like, oh, no.
So funny.
No, I do not like cock pics. Sorry, gentlemen. Please do not send them to me.
Yeah, usually we do not like dick pics. I think most women that I talk
to, we like to play with them, but we don't like cock pics.
Yeah, like send me a picture of your face or maybe you without your shirt on. That's kind of hot. But don't just send me a picture of your dick. That's stupid.
No.
Yeah,
so
for
I guess
sure.
Our guest is, she's from Argentina.
And she is a spicy Latina. She is so fucking hot. I've worked with
her. Have you
shot
with her?
I did. We did a scene together for my website. She is like one of those people. Pictures do not do her justice. She is so strikingly beautiful. And she's a really, like, sexy performer. She's a really hot lover. I really like working with her. And she's just an awesome person. She's so fun and nice, and I love her. So I'm very happy to have her on the show tonight.
Yeah, so I guess she has quite the resume as well. So, guys, you guys will be tuning in to... Miss Sexy Vanessa. But until then, we're going to pay some fucking bills. We'll be right back. You're listening to Truth Front and Back on Dollhouse Radio. Or maybe we're having technical difficulties. We're not going to go to break.
What?
To be free, I live my whole life trying to conceal me.
You are listening to Truth, Fight, and Back on Dollhouse Radio. I am your host, Desiree DeLuca, a.k.a. Boobzilla, and my sexy co-host.
Sexy Vanessa, how are you?
Sexy hey. Transition.
Hey.
And we also have on the line, we have our guest, Miss Sexy Vanessa, who has appeared in hundreds of films. Naughty America Blazers. She was nominated ABN in 2009 for Best All-Around Series. So welcome, Miss Sexy Vanessa, to Truth, Fight, and Back on Dollhouse Radio. How are you this evening?
Very good. How are you? Very nice talking to you.
I'm good. Thank you.
Yes. So, I am so,
yes,
happy.
You say that again?
No, tell me. So I'm so happy to be on your show the first time.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you. We're so happy to have you.
Hi, Karen. How are you, darling?
Hello. I'm doing so well. How are you doing?
I'm very good, darling. Relaxing in my home in Miami.
Ooh.
So this week relaxing. Soon I'm going to travel a little bit.
Be in
some places, interesting.
End of the month, at the end of the month, Vanessa and I are actually, we are traveling to London, Paris, and Milan together. So that's kind of exciting.
Yes.
But
it's
going
to be very
exciting
to travel with my girl.
Yeah, so we'll be causing all sorts of trouble. So that's exciting. But I wanted to ask you,
How I got into the business was an accident, because I was a showgirl before this business, and I am a singer and dancer, and all my life I work in shows and in movies, Mexican movies, but comedies, real movies. It was one accident. I moved to Miami and a little tired of the shows and the nightlife. And I have this introduction with the producer, Reality Kings, and they offered me this movie a long time ago, like in 2001. It was my first movie, Melf Hunter. And I really started liking it. And I switched from showgirl to, you know, movies and, you know, porn star. It was different, no? Very tiring, traveling and touring, shows all my life. It's just a little exhausted. So I think it's more fun for me, movies. And I love sex and I like to have fun, so why not?
So you like being in the adult industry better than being a showgirl?
Well, yes, it was time to stop the shows, no? Because, you know, you cannot dance the rest of your life. It's really exhausted. I dance since I'm 18 years old, but yeah, I love
movies. So tell me about one of your favorite movies that you've done.
The real movies, the comedies I did in Mexico? Or the... All the movies,
are your favorite adult movies that you've ever been in?
I work with every producer, every company, North America, Brazzers, Evil's Angel, you know. So One very good movie, my last movie that I really, my favorite is 50 Shades of Vanessa. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
A very
so I see you're in Attack of the Milk 7?
Sorry?
I see that on your resume you were in Attack of the Milk 7 was your last movie?
What is that about? Attack of the Milk.
Oh, no, wait, no, Bessie.
No, I said it's one of my favorites, the last one favorites. Very excited.
So are you planning on going to Exotica in November or Avian?
No, Avian, yes. Yeah, not Exotica, but because I think I'm going to be touring that time. I'm going to be in Australia that time. The time of Exotica.
Yeah. We also are thinking to go to Australia together. We're just going to, be world traveling buddies.
This year they were traveling because that week of Exotica, we're going to be in Melbourne, Australia.
Exotica is, the 13th, so I don't know.
We'll But of course, if young, yes, I'm going to be there, yes, of course. I'm going to present my last movies, Fifty Shades of Vanessa is my favorite, so, yeah, maybe, yes, me for sure are going to be there.
We have a phone call for you, Miss Vanessa, from area code 516. Hello?
Yes?
Hello, caller.
Hi, Vanessa, it's Rob.
Hi, Rob, how are you?
I'm doing great, Yeah, Fifty Shades of Vanessa was fantastic. I love that movie, too.
Oh, you like it?
Oh, it was fantastic.
Very good acting.
When are you going to be coming into the Boston area?
In the Boston area, yes. I'm going to be in Boston in 10 days. Are you from Boston?
No, I'm from New York, but I go up to Boston every now and then.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be in Boston to visit some fans. Yeah, touring in Boston for a couple of days, in 10 days, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll come to you.
Oh, okay.
Awesome.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Bob.
Yes.
All right, Bob. Thanks.
Hi, Karen.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Hi, Bob. Thank you for calling.
Oh, how are you, Karen?
I am doing fabulous, except I'm losing my voice, but I'm doing good other than that.
Right. Where are you from? Where are you calling from?
I am in Southern California.
Oh, I love Southern California.
Yeah, it's nice. You can't beat the weather.
Yes. I love Laguna Beach. It's my favorite.
Oh, Laguna Beach is great. I was just in that. I was just in Orange County. Actually, as we speak, I am driving back to Palm Springs where I live from Orange County. So I love Orange County, especially right now. I live in the desert, so it's hot. So hot. So
it's so hot, Palm Springs.
Yeah, it's hot right now. But Vanessa's probably it's hot where you live too, huh? Because you're in Florida, so.
Yeah,
anyway.
But it's not that hot. It's humid. It's different hot, yeah. But hot is hot. Dry, humid, hot is hot.
Well, thank you all for calling in.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a great night.
Okay, thank you to invite me. Karen, my love.
Yes, my love.
In London very soon, my love. We're going to have so much fun.
Well, yeah, we're seeing you. Everybody who's listening, you can see our hot, hot, steamy scene together on what's your website? What's the name of your – it's sexyvanessa.com?
Website is sexyvanessa.com, but I have really hot videos with Karen. Karen and me, we have a very hot video together.
Yeah,
you're going to love
it. You're brilliant. You're an amazing performer. Yeah.
I enjoy so much being with her, baby. So for sure it's not going to be the last one.
We're going to
shoot more in Europe.
Thank you, sweetie, for joining us on the Truth Front and Back. We got to take a quick break. We got to pay some fucking bills.
Thank you,
we'll be right back. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Karen. Bye, my love.
Back on Dollhouse Radio. I am your host, Desiree Duke, a.k.a. Boobzilla, and my lovely co-host is Sexy Karen Fisher.
Hey, so before I forget, I just wanted to announce to everybody, because people ask me all the time if I have an Instagram.
That you're a lesbian? Like,
well, that too, but they already knew that. That's nothing new. So I wanted to announce, Marta, I have a brand new Instagram. It's Karen
Finally,
Fisher.
Finally, I've only been telling you for how many years?
Yeah, I know.
You get a round of applause for that. You get a round of applause for that.
I deserve a fucking round of applause. Damn it! So my new Instagram is Karen Fisher XX. So check it out. Follow me. And that was my announcement for the evening. Thank you very much. And thank you for the round of applause.
I know. You needed it because it's, you know, what porn star does not have Instagram? You're the only one. Thank you for joining the group.
I was the last porn star on Earth without an Instagram, and now I have one. Thank you very much.
Finally.
Finally.
So how many followers do you have so far on your Instagram? Do you know?
Yeah. I have about 1,100 so far. So let's Let's get that's those numbers.
That's pretty good for doing it a week, right? It's only been up a week.
I only started posting like a week. Yeah, I mean, I made it. I actually created it quite a while ago, and then I never posted anything. So I've been posting for like about a week now, maybe a little less than, I don't know. Yeah, about a week.
Oh, so what says you're going to London?
Yes, I am leaving for London the 26th. And then I'll be in London the 27th through the 30th. So it takes like, you lose a day going. And then I'll be in Paris the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. And then I'm very excited. I will be making my first trip in a very, very long time to Milan, the 4th through the 7th. Italy is one of my favorite countries. So my panties are so fucking wet that I'm going back. I'm so excited. Absolutely.
You're going to Italy. And then you're going from there, you're going to Australia?
Then, yeah, I already actually bought my ticket to Australia a long time ago, so I need to use it. I bought it, I was going to go in the summer, but then it was my grandmother's birthday and my mother. Anyways, so I had to reschedule.
Are you saying that I need like a co-host for like 2 months now? Am I just now getting the memo?
Wait, what?
How are you going to do the radio show if you're overseas?
I will only miss one Thursday when I'm in Europe. So, we will work it out, baby. Maybe I'll even do it from Europe. That would be kind of fun. I'd probably have to be up at, like, a crazy hour, but...
Right.
But, yeah, we will definitely work something out. Another thing I wanted to bring up for everybody who's listening, if you guys are looking for something to do on Halloween, AVN is having a huge Halloween party the 30th and 31st. And there's going to be some of the hottest stars hosting, Nina L, Riley Reed, Tasha Rainer, just a few of them. And it's for two nights, the 30th and 31st at the Artisan Hotel. I may actually go myself if I'm not in Australia. So
it sounds like you're going on a world tour.
I kind of am.
How long are you going to be in all these places, London and...
So, London, I will be there the 27th through the 7th, so about 10 days. I will be, and then I'll be back just in time to do the show. I'll be back Wednesday, so one day before the show, I will be back. Then Australia, it'll probably be like 10 days. And then that's it. I'm not going on any other, except for then our trip when we're going to Dubai. That will be
Dubai,
my next international trip.
So without further ado, I would like to introduce the sexy bestie, German-American. She's been in the industry for 3 years. Sexy blonde, very curvy MILF. Like, she's one of the top MILFs in the industry.
Yeah, she's
Nina?
The hottest performer.
Al.
Nina L. Is in the house.
Yes.
I am. Hello.
How are you?
I am wonderful. Thanks for having me on tonight.
Well, thank you for joining us on Truth Find Back with myself, Desiree DeLuca, and my sexy co-host, Karen Fisher.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. Hi, Carrie.
So, hello. It's actually Karen, but...
Oh, Karen.
Yeah.
Karen. Sorry. Oh, my God. I'm blonde.
Oh, yes, I'm Karen, so you'll get along great.
I use it all the time.
I see, Miss Nina, that you started as a webcam.
Yeah, I started as a webcam model about 4-5 years ago. And,
so how did you transition from that to hardcore?
I don't know. I'm just doing all kinds of crazy stuff. So I used to be a dental hygienist. So
what?
I decided to...
Wow.
Yeah. I'm a dental hygienist, and I worked in the dental field for about 10 years, and I got really bored of it, and I just wanted something different.
Do you still do that, or do you still practice that, or no?
Just on myself.
She drills herself, guys. Ladies and gentlemen, she drills herself. If you guys are just tuning in, you're listening to Nina L. On Truth Find Back on Dollhouse Radio. If you guys want to call in, 646-595-4000. 1-888-379-3238 and press 1. Can't wait to hear you, people.
Yeah, you have to press 1 if you want to talk. They always forget that, so we have to remind them. Yeah, if you
press
have any one questions for Miss Nina L. So you started off, you were a dental hygienist, and then you started webcamming. Like, so what made you start webcamming? Like
it was Oprah.
That
Oprah made me do it.
Oprah
Winfrey.
Wow.
Yes, I
would have never thought.
Yeah, no, I was watching Oprah TV, and it was one of her segments, was Our America with Lisa Ling, and there was a segment about a couple, they were supporting themselves by webcamming, and before that, I'd never heard of it. I didn't know nothing about webcamming or anything, so I watched this, and I'm like, oh my God, I love fucking myself. I love making my own hours. I'm going to try this shit. So I tried it, and I loved it. I had a great time with it. I soon had a lot of fans and was making way more money camming than I did as a dental hygienist and way less hours. So I just started camming full-time. Yeah, and then my fans are always like, do you shoot porn? Are you going to shoot porn? And then I was always like, no. And then one day I was like, fuck it. I'm going to get an agent and try it.
Right on.
And you first started Girl, right?
Yeah, I actually first started shooting girl because I'm in a relationship. So the only way that I could get my other half to agree to it was that I'd only shoot girl. So, I started out as a girl performer, but then Brazzers and a lot of other companies, they wanted me to shoot boy-girl. And, money talks, and I love the penis. So I was like, well, fuck it, why not?
She loves the D.
I love
the
D.
She loves the talk.
I do.
And then I see that you just did a movie and you took on 5 BBCs, including Lexington Steel. Tell me about that.
It was so much fun. It was actually, I think, 6 or 7. Was it 5? I don't even know. It was a lot.
It says takes 5 BBCs, including Lexington Steel.
Yeah, I only fucked Lex. And then they came in my face afterwards. So I didn't get to fuck all the cocks. That was just, I really want to show
you. That was depressing.
Were you a little upset? Did you feel cheated?
I was.
I
did. I felt really cheated. I'm like, I have all these yummy cocks in my face. But I was really doing my best to, like, hand job them, suck them, and just slap them in my face as much as I could and enjoy them for the 5 minutes that I had. So.
Oh, that's
cool.
Depressing. You need to redo that scene over again.
I
need
to shoot a gangbang. Yeah,
I'm
no, it was
man.
Hot.
You can take 5-minute ones. That is fucking talent.
That's what I think too. Yeah, that is some fucking talent, definitely.
You are
but
a talented woman.
Aww, my face was caked with cum. I was just like, I was stuck. I couldn't open my eyes. So finally, I opened my eyes up, and all the cum just started seeping into my eyes. And
you should have kept them closed.
That hurts.
It hurts, and I was driving home on the freeway in traffic with both my eyes on fire and throbbing, and oh my God, it was so much pain.
Oh my God,
terrible.
And now, and I see that you started your own showcase for Archangel.
Yes, I did. Yeah, I am so proud of that movie. I had so much fun shooting it. The director, Mind Freak, he let me have full reign with that movie. I mean, he let me have at it. The cast, the location, even the angel wings. That was my idea. I told Mind Freak, I was like, well, I am the Archangel because the movie is called Nina is the Archangel. So I'm like, it would be only fitting that I have angel wings on the cover. And then he looked at me and was like, well, I don't know. It's the porn movie. And I'm like, no, I want black wings. He's like, okay. Black wings, you shall have then. So.
That's awesome.
And
yeah,
then you also did a parody as well, right?
Which one? I did a few, I think.
Skyler?
Oh, yeah. That was a lot of fun. I was actually a robot. That was the easiest scene I ever shot. I just played dead the whole time. I was just a robot and I stared blank and I didn't have to do shit. It was awesome.
Wait. So you were just like a robot? What was the premise? Like, I haven't watched that movie. I will have to watch it now, but I haven't watched it. So tell me about it.
Okay, so I was a mad professor's human sex toy robot, and he created me just to please him and be his sex toy. And
kind of like Weird Science, right? Okay, anyways, go on.
Yeah. Really it, but it was a lot of fun to shoot. It was different, and I had like a little pack on my back with like circuits where he'd like screw on, well, that screw, but like with a screwdriver and stuff, and mess with my circuits and stuff on my back. So that was
very fun. Miss Neal, we have a caller for you from area code 310.
And so Los Angeles.
Ooh, hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, can you hear me?
How are you? Yes, we can hear you.
Yes,
do you have a question for Miss Nina?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I
give it to me, baby.
That, I'm a big fan of her and her work. I am Ali from Dubai. And,
you're calling from Dubai.
She's very late.
What? You always skip people calling from Dubai.
Yeah,
we had somebody last week call from Dubai, or was it the week before?
Oh,
but,
wow.
Okay.
Well, kisses to Dubai. I definitely want to go to Dubai one day. I love Dubai. It's amazing. I think it's one of the most amazing cities in the world.
Jane and I are going in May.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah. My first and her first trip. Yeah, I've always wanted to go, but I've always never gone, so we're gonna go. But what is your I'm sorry, we keep interrupting the poor caller. What is your question, Mr. 310? Question.
No, I just want to say hi to Nina because I'm a big fan of her, and I just want to say that she's very, very beautiful, and I really like the show every week. You just tell us to
thank
amazing.
You.
Oh,
thank you so much.
Go ahead.
And I really, really like Karen.
Oh, thank you very much, sir. Oh, that's much appreciated. Thank you so much.
Ask Nina about her work with Kendra Lost. How was it? Because one of my best is that when they work together.
Oh, yeah, True MILF, too. That was with me and Kendra Lust. It's already out. Yes, did you like it? Did you watch it? Oh, awesome. That was so much fun to shoot. I love Kendra. We had such great chemistry. It was such a fun scene to shoot. That's actually one of my favorite scenes out right now. Good taste, my friend.
thank you. Thank you for calling in. We have another
caller.
Thank you. Thank you. We have another caller from 714.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Nina?
Hey, love, what's up?
What's happening? I don't know if you remember me, but I was your fan. I met you at ABN this year. I was telling you about your angel, your archangel shirt. That should be your shirt.
Oh. Describe yourself so I can remember.
I was a skinny little Mexican guy. I'll teach you a picture.
Yes. What's your name?
Yeah, David.
Yes, of course I remember you, baby. How are you doing?
Good. I love that scene with you and Kendra. That's hot.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad you loved it. I actually just shot I'm going to tell you guys this. I don't even know if I should be saying this on air because it's not out yet. But I just shot a brand new scene for Archangel, and it's with Mandingo. So it's a crazy scene.
Shit.
Yes, I just shot it day before yesterday. So I'm not really sure on details yet, but, you know, if you're following me on Twitter, I always keep you guys posted when my scenes are coming out. But that one, you got to check out.
We got the exclusive from Nina.
Mm-hmm, got it. There you go.
Right. Yeah. No,
I love David. He's an amazing fan. So,
David, are you coming to ABN this year? Are you going to visit?
Oh, yeah.
Yes?
Yeah, it's every year, girl. I'm there.
Oh, you should also come to the Halloween party. I'll be hosting, and also to the white party. I'm also hosting that.
Are you going to dress up like the Archangel?
I was thinking about it. I've been getting a lot of requests for it. Everybody's been asking me, so I think I probably will. I just need to find good wings. I haven't found wings that are really, really good.
What happened to the wings that you used for the movie? You don't have, they're not yours?
Well, girl, we shot in the L.A. riverbed. They got drunk through the dark. They look like they've been out of crack. They're not cute anymore. Yeah, they're missing feathers. Yeah, missing feathers. They got mud on us.
The white ones would come.
That's true, but then I wouldn't be the Archangel because I'm the Dark Angel. You know, I'm dark. I'm a little goth. I'm a little hardcore. I'm just not the White Angel. I'm the Dark Angel.
You look really cool. Oh my god! If you guy goes to AVN, you guys need to meet Nina. She is like hella fun, hella cool.
No.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, David. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Nina.
Bye-bye, love. See you soon.
You have quite the following, Miss Nina.
I guess. Little old me. It's always wonderful to hear my fans call in and hear, like, how much of a following I actually have. Sometimes in day-to-day life when you're caught up with working and traveling, you just don't really realize it. But this makes everything worth it, you know. This is where all the hard work pays off. It's amazing.
Yes, exactly. And especially when mm-hmm. they remember certain movies that you do. Because, you know, we do so
yeah.
many movies that it's like it's kind of hard to remember which movies, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. So that's amazing.
So, it is. It shows they pay attention to some details.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. I thought they just watch it for the porn, but they actually pay attention. I thought they watch it for the titties and the pussy.
No, they pay attention to some detail. They pay attention to outfits, to everything. You
mm-hmm.
even down for shoes. Like, I'm like, wow, like, I don't remember my shoes, but I can remember my outfit. But shoes,
right.
That's a different thing.
That's
unless they're my shoes, you know, then it's different
yeah.
than I remember.
Yeah.
But
exactly.
So do you have any plans to go to Exotica in New Jersey this year or no?
No, I don't. I'm so booked right now and I have so much going on. I just probably not this year, but hopefully next year we'll really, really try to make it out. I really need to start branching out more to the East Coast more because I just, you know, I like going to ABNs and XBiz and all that, but like I haven't branched out yet. So probably not this year, but next year maybe.
Okay, and you planning on going on any world tours like Miss Karen?
World tours. I don't know if somebody would ask me to, if there's a company, actually there was a Japanese company I shot for, and they wanted me to go and tour with them in Japan and in Europe, but I have some obligations here that I can't just get up and leave, so, yeah. Hopefully one day.
I hear you.
Karen's
yeah.
back, in case you realized I was gone. I was gone, now I'm back. Sorry to interrupt your
Hi. Are you on the potty? Were you snacking or in the potty? She was smoking a doobie.
No, you know what? I'm in my car right now, and, like, there's a spot
Me
on
too.
The 60.
Oh, my
okay,
God.
Okay, I'm glad I'm not the only one.
Oh, my
one.
God. We're so illegal.
I know. So I'm
Are you
both
in California? I know Karen's in California. Are you in California right now?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, we're both
I'm on the 118.
Driving in California.
I'm driving in California. Yes, we're both driving in California. We're so, oh my God, we're going to jail. That's it.
We're on like the same wavelength. Anyway, so my phone cut out, so I'm sorry. I am back now, and I'm sure I missed a lot of fun. I wanted to ask you, so you said you started out doing girl. So do you like women in your personal life? Like, had you ever been with a woman in your personal life, or was your first time on camera?
Actually, my first time was on camera, and it's not that I didn't like women before. I always thought women are beautiful. They're the sexier sex, of course. The women have titties and ass and beautiful hair. I just never had the chance to be with a woman. I never had that type of, it just never arose. The opportunity never arose for me. So the first time I was actually with a woman, yeah, I was on camera, and it was a little scary, actually. I'm not going to lie. It was a little nerve-wracking because I really didn't know what to do. But I just did what I would imagine was so good for me. So then it all
I would be
out.
Scared, too. I would be definitely scared, too.
Yeah, definitely is not into women at all. She's not like sex with women. I like sex with women, but she does not.
Strictly dickly, I'm sorry.
Strictly dickly, girl. That's awesome. Strictly dick.
Having sex with a dick and a vagina at the same time. I love having threesomes. They're so much fun.
That's actually my favorite scene is a girl boy. I like fucking a guy with my girlfriend. I think that's hot.
It's so much fun, right? Oh my god. Like yeah. It's better than having coffee with your girlfriend.
Exactly. We're taking it a notch up. We're not having coffee,
right?
We're banging a dude together, right?
Fuck this, we're banging a dude together, and there's so much going on, there's so much to do. You got yummy vagina, you got yummy penis, and you got her sitting on your face, and then you got balls, and it's just like, oh my god, it's like a smorgasbord.
That's awesome. So who was your first company that you shot girl with? I'm just curious.
God, you called me out on this one. The first company or girl, you said?
The first company you shot girl.
Oh, the first company was for Penthouse. And you were asking me her name because oh my God, I'm so terrible. I can't remember.
Okay.
Don't feel bad.
That's
I don't
cool.
remember my first dude that I fucked either.
Okay.
So don't feel bad.
Right. Okay,
don't feel bad. Don't feel bad. And Karen, do you remember the first person you slept with? You probably do, right?
The first person I slept with, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
I remember
I
that.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
He was my Yeah.
He was my boyfriend at that time, so I remember it. I was like madly in love, so.
No,
I
on camera. On camera, people. On camera. We're not talking to people.
Oh, camera. Camera, personal life.
Camera.
Oh, first boy on camera. That was Kieran. Kieran Lee. He
oh.
Actually,
oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's
he's
a lot
the one
of
that
to take for your first guy, yeah.
Yes, oh, my God.
But he's
and
very
he,
cool.
So how is that?
He's very cool.
I hear a lot of, like, you know, but everyone has, like, different chemistry with guys. You know, you could shoot with a guy and you
mm-hmm.
could have a good scene, and then someone else shoots with them and they have a bad scene. So how is that with
exactly.
him?
Exactly. Well, Kieran is he's actually the one that kind of got me into boy-girl. He kept on hitting me up, and he said, look, I'll get you a contractor for browsers. And we were friends before. I was always talking to him before. I knew him before. So we always got along.
Oh, so he corrupted you.
He corrupted me. And not only did he corrupt me, he fucking hazed me my first scene, okay, because it was a CrossFit scene. So they made me do an hour CrossFit before I fucked him. So by the time I got to the scene, I had swamp ass, I was out of breath, I was sore.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but no, he's a really good guy. I love Kieran, and I thank him for a lot of things. He gave me a lot of opportunities in this business, and I feel like he really helped me along to become what I am today. So I thank him for that.
Oh, well, that's
yeah.
awesome. So
yeah.
Do you want to go ahead and do your shout outs because we have to wrap our show up?
Yeah.
Where can people find more out more about Nina L? Let them know.
Well, definitely you can find me on Twitter at NinaL666. You can find me on Instagram at NinaL69. You can check out my website, NinaL666.com. Or you can also just directly text me or call me or sext me, whatever the fuck you want. You can get a hold of me through Dream Lover and just see what I'm up to, and I'll send you pics, whatever.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So you will not be... You will not be at Exotica this year, but next year, gentlemen, she will be there. But
I will
she
try.
Will be,
yes.
definitely will be at AVN this year. But it's this year for us, but next year for everybody else.
Next year, I'm hosting the Halloween party. Yes. And also I'm hosting the white party, so
awesome.
That'll be exciting. Yeah, yeah. Okay, ladies, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful night.
You do the same. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I like that Nina L. She's fun. I just had to say that. I like her.
Very spunky. Two California girls on the same line. Don't even know.
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
She's cool.
She's like, I'm blonde. And I'm like, well, that makes two of us.
Oh, my goodness.
So we're running out of time. So next week, all you horny motherfuckers. Karen, you will definitely be here next week, right? And you're not going on your world tour early?
No, I will be here next week. And we are lining up some good guests for next week. I rescheduled Alora Jensen for next week. So she will be back next week. And I'm working on another guest right now. Are we both? Desiree and I both are. So follow me on Twitter at SexyKarenFisher. Follow me on Instagram, KarenFisherXX. And check out my website, SexyKarenXXX.com. And I wanted to ask you guys, too, vote for me if you want to see me in another dog bar. That's an interracial company scene. Be sure to tweet, I want to see at SexyKarenFisher as pound dog fart next girl. So, anyways, those are my shout-outs, my long-winded shout-outs.
Your long-winded shout-outs. So, guys, if you wanted to follow me on Twitter, it's BoobzillaXXX. On Instagram, you could find me, it's DeLuca Desiree or Boobzilla fan page. If you cannot find those pages, you can look me up by hashtag Boobzilla, and you'll definitely find my two pages. But for some reason, my two pages don't come up when you search them, so that's why you search the hashtag. But until next week, guys, all you horny motherfuckers, tune in next week. That's cool, but that's...
I know, right?